This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You're so not a man in that relationship.
Why?
Jamie.
Coming up to the trip, like, you didn't know where you were staying. You didn't know where you were going. You changed it all. It's like, I wonder if she ever wants to just relax and have a man take care of her.
BJ.
I hope not. She does. She's screwed. Because I don't plan on fighting anybody.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alrighty, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's free, and you can take us wherever you go. And the podcast, man, oh man, don't miss that podcast. It's on there every single day. Welcome to the program here on a Tuesday. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, good, good.
I'm excited for Halloween.
Yeah. We're all excited. What, a week away?
Week in 2 days? Week in a couple days.
Yeah, I think, next Thursday?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. Yep. Yeah. Hey, Spadell, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Yep, good, good, good. You saw a train yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, dude, I got to see the big boy.
I know. You were super excited.
It was sick.
Why weren't your friends around you excited?
I don't think that they just knew what the big boy was. I don't think that's why I started just spitting out all those facts in that video. Yeah.
So they're ignorant.
Then they just kind of stared at me like, yo, it's a train.
Yeah. They don't know the big boy. They're ignorant.
Loved it. Yeah. I thought it was super cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. I can't believe you saw it all by yourself.
It was wild to just literally, I was literally leaving work and I opened the door to go to my car and I'm like, oh my God, that's the big boy right there.
I know, because I was with some people that they followed it.
Uh-huh.
The people that I sent you the picture, I was with them. And I mean, the crowds around that train are insane.
Yeah,
I mean, I bet. Insane. The crowds are nuts. And so they were like, oh my God, we had to struggle so much and like crawl over people to try to get. I was like, my friend just saw it all by himself.
Yeah, I was just sitting in a parking lot.
Now, yesterday, when you looked up the route, it didn't print with you that the train was going to come by your work?
No.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
Yeah, and where they're having that party is actually literally directly across the street from where I work.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, my God. You got so lucky because literally you had your own private showing.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I felt very lucky.
Oh, man.
That was awesome.
All right. How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm good. I'm great.
Good. Solid. Yeah.
Solid.
I've got 4 big pumpkins in my car.
Oh, you do?
4 big pumpkins.
So you didn't decorate?
I couldn't because of the weather yesterday.
Oh, so we could have made money?
Yeah, you could have made money.
I did make money, $10.
Yeah. $10.
What was wrong with the weather?
Oh, it got windy and nasty and rained. And
it didn't rain at my house.
Carson,
I got rain.
You and I were talking about it off air.
It was
nasty. I went in the grocery store and I came out and it was raising the hell outside.
The wind was crazy all day.
Oh, and it rained. I thought it was going to turn to sleet or snow because it turned so cold so quickly. And this lasted till about, I don't know, 1:30, 2 o'clock, or something like that.
And then what happened after 2?
I had to go to the dentist. The dentist quit.
What do you mean he quit?
He quit on us because we had to take Frog to the dentist.
Yeah.
And he was so out of control. The dentist left. He left before we did.
Well, I don't. Who was out of control? I'm lost in the story.
He just walked out of the appointment?
He walked out.
Holy
Frog was so out of control.
That's the dentist. Baptist just said, I can't do this anymore.
Hey,
quit. He grabbed his lunch bucket. The guy had a lunch bucket. He grabbed his lunch bucket and left. I mean, literally left.
But how was he out of control? What did he do?
He just didn't want to participate. He had four teeth that had to be what they call sealed, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
Pitt and
it.
Pitt Fishers, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd have to explain to me, Jamie. I don't know what's going on.
They seal them so they don't get cavities.
And I'm the type of person that I cannot stand to watch him when he's like really struggling.
Yeah.
And I have to leave the room. It's like it's an operation, you know?
Well, it's probably best that you do leave the room. I think they overreact when the parents are there sometimes.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah. But yeah, he was, he didn't want to participate. So the doctor got two done, the dentist. He got two done and then just threw up his arms.
Did he not have like a video to watch or something?
No.
Oh, you need to find it like a pediatric dentist, because they'll have the things that they put over their eyes and they can watch movies and stuff.
Yeah. I walk outside. He's still in. Frog is still in the room with his mom, and I walk outside. And the next thing I know, here comes the dentist with his lunch bucket.
He's just, I'm done.
He's got his lunch bucket, and he gets in his truck and leaves.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh man, we broke him.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to find a different dentist if he doesn't have the patience for him.
It was crazy. Oh, God. Yeah. Then we went to Target, and then it got dark. So I didn't get to the decorations. Yeah. I was going to. I had all intentions. I got the pumpkins. They're in the car.
So $10.
Oh, you $10.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I did give it an effort, though. I will tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
I did. Solid effort.
Yeah, you went to Target.
Yeah. Got four pumpkins.
I will tell you.
You couldn't even take them out of the car and put them on the steps.
No. They're in the car. They're literally in the back seat of my car. They take up the whole back seat. They're so big.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But if you're going to buy a pumpkin, go to King Supers or Safeway or something like that. We went to the pumpkin patch over in Littleton.
Uh-huh.
Over there at that gardens place, you know, near Chatfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to that place over the past couple of years, and each time we've spent anywhere from $90 to $115. Yesterday at the grocery store, $22.
Nice.
Baby.
Nice.
Two for 12.
BJ has all the pumpkin secrets.
Yeah. I got you. I'm your pumpkin hookup.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I don't know about me.
Oh, Lord.
Jamie, you should have been there yesterday at the dentist office.
Lord.
Man. That was a Charlie Foxtrot. I swear, I'm not going back. He's got to go back next Monday.
I don't think I've ever had both my parents at the dentist.
We were there for support, according to my wife. Oh, it was nothing but just bawling tears from the time he pulled into the parking lot.
But Pitt and Fishers don't hurt.
At all.
Just traumatic.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, they just put like a plastic coating over them.
Yeah, he said it was the gagging. No. The gagging got him.
Oh.
Dad, I wanted to throw up.
Oh, poor thing.
Well, throw up, son. I don't care. It's their office, not mine.
I bet it is so hard to deal with kids if you're a pediatric dentist.
No.
I can't even imagine.
I asked the guy. I said, do you, Frog wasn't around. I said, do you go through this often?
Yeah.
Because I want to know if my kid's worse than any other kid on the planet, right? So I'm like, do you deal with this all the time? He goes, I deal with this with adults.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm a bad patient.
Are you?
Yeah, I always have to put up my hand for them to stop for a minute.
You do?
Yeah, I need a break.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little much when they're
exactly.
Your mouth's got to be open for an hour.
Yeah.
He said he deals with adults just as much as he does with kids.
But, I mean, if he gave, like, Frog of, like, the headset, I think that would really help him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to get one of those, what are they called? The Vision Pros?
Yeah, and they watch a movie in
there. Yeah, strap that baby on it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. As you know, yesterday we were giving away Colorado lottery scratch tickets, and we'll do it again today. But the Powerball we mentioned is reaching close to a half a billion. Nobody won last night.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
I forgot to buy them.
I love Jackpot. And let me tell you, Jamie, here's the best part of it, too. And I've only kind of figured this out over the past couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks or so.
Yeah.
I love opening up that app and seeing money in there that I'd never expected.
That you just won?
And it can be very little. It doesn't take much to excite me. It can be like $5. And I'm like, woo! The party is on!
Wow!
Last night.
Yeah.
Last night, for an example, $16,
whoa!
Baby.
That's actually pretty good.
Well, I spent $18. Oh, I spent 18 on tickets, yeah. But I won 16.
But you won 16 back. So.
I won 16 yep. back.
You can't win if you don't play.
That's right.
Yep. So you're the poster child.
I don't know why I get so excited over it, but I do.
Yay!
It makes me giggle.
It does.
Yeah, it makes me giggle.
When's the next one?
Wednesday for Powerball. Yeah. You okay. know, there's a drawing every night. Yeah. So, yeah, I got in on that $1,000 a day.
So tomorrow?
Your life, yeah. Tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow for
gotcha.
Powerball.
Cool.
All right, that's it. That's all I got.
Big day for you. $16 yeah. in 16. Your jackpot.
I got some of the money back.
Yeah, sure did.
NBA kicks off. Nuggets, they play what, tomorrow night or Friday
Thursday.
Night? Thursday night.
Thursday right. night.
Thursday
that
night.
That one guy just got a new contract.
Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, a big one. Man. For 4 years, 120-something.
$22 million, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah. Just to play basketball.
That's yeah, crazy.
Can you imagine what his checks are when he gets a
oh,
check?
No. I don't even want to think about it.
I mean, they got to be, what, $100,000 or more?
Probably more.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
mean, I've never done the math on it because I don't live in that world.
Yeah.
But that's unbelievable. Every check you receive. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
People that are struggling, going to work right now, trying to pay the bills. This guy gets a check every 2 weeks.
Oh, it's 3 years, $133 million.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw four, but whatever.
I did two.
Yeah, I did two.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well,
it doesn't matter at this point. Yeah, it's still a lot of money.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's a good basketball player. You know what? He was very sweet, though. They interviewed him about some stuff or whatever. And they're like, how do you become so humble? And he said he learned it from Nikola, whatever the guy's name
oh,
is.
Oh, Jokic.
Yeah, Jokic.
The Joker.
He said, I've never met such a humble. He's like, he's the greatest basketball player, but you wouldn't know it. He's so humble,
yeah.
and he's so kind, and he's like, that's my inspiration.
We have some good guys on
we
our
do.
Team.
We actually do. They're
we
not
don't
jerks.
We don't have a bunch of schmucks.
We don't have a LeBron.
We don't, yeah, yeah, we don't have those.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to call
of a
them
biscuit eaters.
Yeah, those guys.
yeah.
We got the good boys
I know.
Over here.
I know.
So might
I
be why we don't win.
We win. We do win. What are you talking about?
Well, we didn't win last year, so all I'm saying.
We're a really good team.
Even though I feel like Jokic doesn't even like his job sometimes.
At all. Yeah. I want to see horses.
I saw where the toxicology stuff came out with Liam Payne yesterday.
Yeah, it
was
messy.
That was sad, wasn't
yeah.
it? Man.
I'm again, why do they get all their stuff back so much quicker than we do?
Well, it's not a full toxicology report.
I know, but you
I
know
guess
what
it
I'm
was
saying.
Just blood work.
You know what I'm saying. We yeah. always have to sit here and wait for Matthew Perry's for like 800 years.
I got you. And they say that they're investigating that they think the drugs came from somebody there at the hotel that works there.
Yeah, that was that's why that little Dove box, the soap box, is
yeah.
on the ground because they stuffed it in the Dove soap box and left it there in the hotel room.
Yeah.
The drugs.
Wow.
Yeah, that room was a mess, wasn't it?
It was.
I mean, all the pictures that came out from that thing, man, oh, man, oh, man, he was on a bender that day.
Yeah, so he had like meth, cocaine, Narcan, and like ketamine, whatever. I don't even know all the names of everything.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ketamine and crack and something else.
Yeah, and then also a couple of prescription anxiety things, mm-hmm. and you add alcohol to that, and he didn't know where he is.
He, yeah. I think they found it. I read somewhere where when he jumped out of the window or fell, whatever happened, that they also found the liquor bottle.
Yeah.
By his body, yep, right? Yep.
Well, so, I don't know about his body. I heard that they found it in the hotel room.
They found it on the ground.
Next oh, really?
To him. Yeah. According to the report, they said they found a whiskey bottle next to him that he, whatever happened, fell. I would think the tendency would be to fall to have that bottle in your hands. Instead yeah. of jumping, I have no idea. But that
I don't think he knows
yesterday.
Where it was because he was unconscious and conscious when they called. The guy said he's been unconscious and conscious and unconscious and conscious
yeah.
when they called 911. So he didn't know where.
Sounds like he just passed out.
No,
maybe
no. All right, that report came out yesterday. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Graham, stand by for it.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Schmidel, do I have any audio? Is he in there?
I have no idea what he's doing.
I was editing some Cardi B audio, sorry.
Oh, do I have any?
I'm putting Cardi B in the system right now, and then yesterday Jimmy Fallon announced that he's doing a Christmas album.
Can you turn down that music just a little bit? Sorry, what?
I'm editing the Cardi B audio right now, and then yesterday Jimmy Fallon announced that he has a Christmas album coming out.
Yep.
And on number one, he talks about all the different artists that are going to be on that album.
By the way, there are a ton of artists on this album.
It's insane.
Right? I can't believe everybody's agreed to it. All right, so here he is.
Jonas Brothers, happy holiday season. Will Ferrell on a song. I can't even believe this is real. Meghan Trainor, you are my gift this year. Ariana Grande and Megan Thee Stallion, this is my jam right here. The gift that keeps on giving. The Roots. Dolly Parton, it's almost too early for Christmas, but it's never too early to get to hang with the one and only Dolly Parton. Chelsea Handler! Thank you, just what I wanted this year. Cara Delevingne, you got it all. There are no happy New Year's Eve songs. Thank you, Weird Al Yankovic and The Roots. This one's awesome.
Yeah, so Justin Timberlake, Meghan Trainor, Ariana Grande, a buttload more, Dolly Parton. Some of the songs are going to be stupid, like Christmas Ding Dong. How You Know It's Christmas Time, Chipmunks and Chestnuts. Weird Cousin and Thanksgiving Eve, you know, are some of them.
I feel like Jimmy Fallon is one of those guys, even though he's extremely wealthy and successful or whatever, that guy really wanted to be a music artist.
I agree with you.
He wanted to make it so big. He wanted to be like a Post Malone.
He's just a great entertainer.
Yeah, he is a great entertainer. Yeah. I'm not taking anything away from him.
No, I meant, he does music all the time on the show.
Yeah, he does.
So that's what I'm saying. He's a great entertainer because you would think like a talk show host couldn't do the music part, but that's mostly what the show is.
Yeah.
He's kind of like what you say Ryan Seacrest is. Listen to what, let me explain it first of all, okay? You always say that Ryan Seacrest is that guy on the red carpet that wants to be the person being interviewed, not the person interviewing. Jimmy Fallon's kind of the same way. When he interviews like a Post Malone or whatever, he would like to be that guy instead of the talk show guy, I think.
Gotcha. Do we have Britney Spears? Do we have that audio? She said she's going to marry herself. Or she did marry herself.
There's no audio from that one.
Oh, it said that it was a social media video. She just wrote it out.
She's just standing there in like a wedding dress, basically. And there's music playing. And then it says next to it. It's like a post.
I don't know how you marry yourself, but she did it. And she said it was the best thing she's ever done for herself.
Didn't Dennis Rodman do that?
I don't know. Did he?
Remember? Oh. When he married himself.
He walked
around in a wedding dress.
Yeah, and it was like
Chicago.
a half tuxedo, half wedding dress, right?
Yeah. He married himself.
Uh-huh.
Well, Britney then is not the OG, is she? Britney Spears announced on social media video that she was married to herself, and it's the most brilliant thing she's ever done. They're guessing that it's she's like saying that she broke up with that guy again, whatever his name was, the creepy one. They're saying that after all these different breakups, she's decided to take a moment. This is what their guess is, that she's decided to take a moment away from all these breakups and just be with herself.
Good for her.
You know, like J-Lo. Kind yeah. of, you know, yeah. doing that J-Lo.
Take a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hope that's what she's, you know, trying
Maybe
to.
Maybe like a 5-day break.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll get back with that creepy guy again because he needs the money.
Well, his kids were living with her at one point.
Yeah.
Right?
They all moved
just
in.
Recently.
Yep. So I don't know. Ariana Grande has apologized to Elvira. Thank goodness, because I feel like Elvira was really, really sad. So here's what happened. Elvira, you know, it's her time right now. And they were asking her the worst celebrity she's ever been around. Well, she said Ariana Grande brought 20 of her family members to Knott's Berry Farm to meet her. And so they gave her all the tickets, Ariana Grande and 20 of her relatives. And so Elvira said she took pictures with each one of them, signed everyone's autograph. And then at the end, she said to Ariana Grande, "Hey, can I have a picture with you?" Elvira said this to Ariana. And Ariana said, "I don't really do that." After this woman took care of all her relatives, took pictures with all 20 of them, autographs with all 20 of them, and then she just wanted one picture with Ariana, and she's like, "I don't do that." And so now Ariana has come out and said, "I'm really sorry. I had a panic attack."
Yeah.
Anxiety attack. Mm. And so she said that's why she left. And so I sincerely apologize for offending you. Mm. So. At least she apologized and acknowledged it, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, there's more P. Diddy stuff. I was watching, which was it? TMZ. And they're saying they're starting to settle these behind the scenes. That a lot of big name celebrities don't want, even if they didn't do anything, if they're named in a complaint, they're just paying.
Wow. Because they don't want to be associated with it at all.
So that means that people are just going to, you know, file false claims.
Yeah, I don't know though. I think some names are going to come out, especially if it goes to court. If it ever goes to court,
yeah.
I don't know. They may settle completely out of court, and you know, not even if Diddy says, "Hey, okay, I'm guilty, put me away for the rest of my life," and then it doesn't go to court. Maybe the names don't come out, but if it does, then they got to come out.
Well, they had like this crisis management guy on, and he said, "Listen, basically, if you're named, you pay, and then that way it goes away."
Yeah.
So these people are like panicking. And like he said, even, I mean, they're kind of getting blackmailed. Because even if you didn't do anything but you're named, he's telling them to pay.
You're just so scared what the backlash is
going to
be.
I want to know.
I know. Yeah.
I do. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I mean, I want to know. If you participated in these freak-offs and you saw things that you knew for a fact was illegal and wrong, just wrong, I want to know who those people are.
Yeah, I agree.
That condone it.
But the guy, that crisis management guy, was saying, like, literally, this is a career killer. I mean, if you're even associated with one of those. And now I'm seeing on TikTok or whatever, not TikTok, X, I'm seeing all these different, like, weird pictures of J-Lo, and they're saying that there's undercover, somebody leaked some movies or something. And they're creepy. There's some creepy pictures of her. We'll see what happens. Angelina Jolie and a rumored boyfriend, British rapper Akala or Kayla. I don't know what the hell his name is. Anyway, I guess they spent a couple nights together in London. He does not look like her type.
No, at all.
He's a rapper. And he looks like rapper, and she looks like, I don't know, Mother Teresa or something. Or like with implants. You know? I don't know.
I wonder what those conversations are like.
Yeah, they gotta be. I mean, they're just so opposite. It's so, I don't know. That's a weird couple. Kim Kardashian, they say, is wondering where the dad is. Kanye's ever around, they're saying.
He's in Japan, right?
I don't know.
He was the last time he was in Tokyo.
Yeah, so who knows? I guess they're saying that he's never around. He was supposed to be. He said he wanted to co-parent, but he's nowhere to be found. By the way, he pays her $200,000 a month.
That's a pretty good fee. Why would he have to pay her at all?
I know.
I thought she was a billionaire.
I did too, but so is he.
Yeah, but still.
I think it's just one of those things where he agreed. He was like, yeah, fine, I'll do that.
Fine, whatever. $200,000 sounds good to me. I know my son required $200,000.
Yeah. Jeepers.
Can you believe it? And you're just supposed to spend it on the kids.
Yeah.
Well, is it just for you guys?
And you got to figure that Kim Kardashian probably spends every penny of it.
Every
penny.
For sure she does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I guess J-Lo, speaking of J-Lo earlier, I guess she's real, real mad that Ben Affleck is taking care of himself. What is this kind of story? Sometimes this crap, it just cracked me up. Whoever writes this crap, not you. Schmidl does not write this. It's just a service that we have, and it's like, who thought of it? She's mad. He doesn't look like he's taking care of himself.
At all.
Right? All he did was dye his hair, and it looked like hell.
Every time I see a picture of that guy, it looks like he's extremely hungover and just hates life.
Exactly.
Every time I see him, he's smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's fired up a cigarette, man.
Right?
The guy smokes like a chimney.
I know. So I don't know what the hell that is. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tableau trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.